Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With regard to the ayat that we read yesterday, that Allah Ta'ala says whenever a Rasul comes, then if he comes with his credentials and he proves himself that he's the Rasul of Allah, then the other, and he testifies to the truth of the other Anbiya, then they must also accept him and follow him also, support him fully, believe in him and support him. So with regard to that, it comes that ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ. When a Rasul comes to you, so it literally it will be translated any Rasul. On that basis, the Mufassireen are divided and they have two different views. Whether that Rasul refers to any Rasul all along, or whether it actually refers to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regard to the view that it refers to any Rasul, then the meaning of the ayat will be that whenever a Rasul came to the people and he testified to the truthfulness of the true kitab which they had with him, then all the Anbiya at that time must also listen, believe in him and must give him his full support. This will be for all from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, whichever Rasul came after him, then they must also believe in the Rasul that had come and they must support him fully also. And the other view that this refers to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is supported and the more accepted view that every Nabi that came, every Rasul that came from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had taken a promise from them that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam comes in your lifetime, then you must fully believe in him and give him your full support. Also, if not, then tell your followers that if he comes in your time, then you must also believe in him fully and give him your full support. That is the requirement of deen. And this promise was taken either when Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, or in Medan-e-Alist, that is before Allah sent us in this world at that time. And then it was always renewed that whenever a Nabi came, whenever a Rasul came, Allah again took this promise from them that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes in your time, then you should bring full iman on him and give him your full support. And this applies for us till today also, and therefore it is mentioned in the Quran Sharif that all the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the whole ummah, they must follow the deputies of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the ulama-i haq, ulama-i rabbaniyin, ulama-i akhirat. Those people who call people towards Allah, who call towards akhirat, who teach the truth, when they will come, then give them also your full support. Believe in them, follow in their path and give them your full support. This is what is required from us today, that we must see the credential of every deputy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is he teaching us the things what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam taught us, or is he teaching us a new different religion? Like, for example, the Shias also call themselves Muslims, but that is not, they've got no Islam in them. Similarly, Qadianis also. And also the Sikhs, their religion, which is completely different. The originality of the Sikh religion was also from Islam. The founder was a Muslim, but when he diverted and he brought new ideas, still it became a complete different religion. And now, of course, they don't even call themselves Muslims. Qadianis call themselves Muslims. Shias call themselves Muslims, but of course they are not Muslims. So we must be very careful that who we follow. This is very, very important. If one degree we are off the mark, then as the line goes along, that one degree where it starts, where it is, it's 100% together on the same point. But it is just one degree off. As you go 1 meter, 10 meters, 100 meters, 100 kilometers, the distance widens and widens all the time until you cannot gap the difference anymore. Now it becomes two complete different things. Therefore, to hold firm onto the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba, ma'ana alayhi wa sahabi, is absolutely essential. Not at all that we take the view that we are minority in the country, or we the ruling party is very good for the Muslims, so we must have a soft spot for them and we must support them, etc. Or if we don't support them, then we won't exist. In fact, if we support them and we don't support Islam, then we won't exist. The very opposite is the truth. But unfortunately, the people are hoodwinked, and just by some little fancy talk, like for example, when they want to go on the TV, they say if we don't go, then the Shias will go. As if the Shias are not on TV. And if their programs are not much more sophisticated, and they've got the latest technology with them. And in any case, if somebody wants to go and eat the S word, then why must we block them and say, if we don't go, they will go? If somebody wants to eat the S word and he wants to go, then let him go. Why must we block him and say we will go, and we must be there to eat it? So we must see who we follow. It is very important. And as in the ayat before, the terrible punishment for those people who have changed the deen of Allah, and how severe their punishment is and how much Allah stressed it, we must be very careful. We are all going to die, and we are all going in our qabr. And everyone will be on his own in the qabr. And what his beliefs will be, that will be the most important. And what his actions will be, that will count there. There, trying to please the people, trying to hoodwink the people, no tricks and treachery is going to help in the qabr. Yeah, we can deceive people, we can put up a false front of piety and say some good words of deen, but in actual fact we have something else in our heart. This will not help us at all in the qabr. And each one of us are going to our qabr, and that is what we must be really concerned about, that life. May Allah give us tawfiq. As Allah says at the end of this ayat, فَمَنْ تَوَلَّىٰ Phir jo koi phir jawe, a person who turns away from this path. In another ayat, Allah says, Nuwallihi ma tawalla, wa nuslihi jahannam. A person who goes to other path, we leave them, we throw him in the wrong path. And then we finally throw him into jahannam. So a person who turns away, ba'da zalik, after the truth has come, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And in the next ayat, Allah says, فَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ. Are you going to seek another religion besides Islam? How can you look at any other way besides Islam? And even if you call Islam, Islam, but inside is not Islam. Islam inside is what the West want, we must believe in. What they are teaching us, watered down Islam. Islam of our own whims and fancies. That will not be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us understanding, tawfiq, protect us, our progeny, the whole ummah. And with the more than we are worried about anything else in the world, we must worry of our qabr and what's going to happen in akhirah forever and ever with us.